Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's been bugging me about this assassination attempt? If you listen to my Battleground America podcast, you knew starting in December, exactly the week that Joe Biden would drop out. It'd be the week after the Republican convention. I told you that. You knew. It's old news to you by the time it happened. I've had so many of you contact me going, oh my God, I cannot believe you got that right. And it's because I took the calendar out and I looked at it and realized it was a weapon. And what the Democrats intended to do, they failed at large parts of it. But what they intended to do, this is why... They could have easily convicted Donald Trump last year. He could have been in prison by now. He had all the time in the world, right? They had 3 years to bring all these charges, but they waited and waited and waited until, by the way, some of the charges went beyond the statute of limitations. Why? Because they thought they were going to be cute. And it was a brilliant, brilliant plan. You could see the first clue that what they were doing, the trials of Donald Trump did not start until after Super Tuesday. So he'd be locked in, right? Locked in as our nominee. Hard to get rid of him. And they intended to convict him twice. In the original, in December, trial schedule, Trump would be tried and convicted twice by the convention. So even if you loved Trump, you thought he was great, you were going to have to contend as a Republican with the argument, well, he's going to be in prison, though. He can't run the country from prison. This is why you saw the left do something they've never done before. We've never seen before. When you lose a primary and you're a legit, authentic candidate like Ron DeSantis was, you immediately run out of money. No one's going to pay you to lose and you drop out. The more Nikki Haley lost, the more they paid her to stay in. The money got bigger and bigger and bigger, hundreds of millions of dollars. Why? So that she could clinch 20% of the vote. Why? So that Trump was supposed to be double convicted by, and I said all this in December, by the nominating convention. Nikki would be the candidate with the second most votes. Okay, she's a moderate. She's Bush wing. She would go into the nominating convention and tear it apart. In other words, the 20% would want Nikki. Everybody else, 60 to 80% would want Trump, and the Republican Party would fracture. It would absolutely fracture. Trump, if he came out of the nominating convention at all, remember, according to James Comey, former head of the FBI, was supposed to be wearing a monitoring bracelet. Okay. The party would be so fractured that he'd maybe get 80% of the Republican vote. And then the week, in the general election, and then the week after the primary, I'm sorry, the week after the nominated convention, Joe Biden would drop out. That's how they were going to use the calendar as a weapon. I laid it out in December. That's how I knew the week he would drop out. I could see the weapon take shape as I looked at the calendar. So it was critical for them to have Trump delegitimized, but locked in by our votes by the convention. So the convention was supposed to be a bloodbath. And they still thought it would be a bloodbath. In the weeks before the convention, I get this text from Mike Gallagher. Tara, 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 look, look, look what Nikki Haley's brother's tweeting. She's going to go to the convention, man. She's going to turn it all up. What'd make her think she could do that? Weird. Why would there be a contested convention? Well, the second court case that was supposed to result in Trump being double convicted, by the grace of God, I mean, he dodged that like he dodged the bullet. He got lucky with Fani Willis because she's a criminal and got caught at it. Otherwise, they'd be trying him right now if they didn't have him tried before the convention. He got lucky. He got as lucky as he got with that bullet. I never seen anything like it. Hold on with the music a minute, because I'm going to explain something. Look at the calendar again. See it as the weapon it is. Why were the Democrats doing this? They were doing this because they are frustrated since 2016, even when they've won majorities in the House and the Senate, that they need to remake the Supreme Court, remake the country into something we don't recognize. The majorities weren't big enough. So they needed Trump to go down in flames and take the House and the Senate with him so they could do amnesty, remake the Supreme Court, and become a one-party system just like China. That's their, they are very frustrated they can't do that. And this was a brilliant, brilliant plan. It would have worked if Fannie Willis was not a criminal. It would have worked if they got any other judge in the federal courts. They weren't supposed to get Rosemary Collyer. She said, no, the FBI broke the law with the evidence. They tampered with it. No, we're not doing this. No, and you're not legally appointed. They didn't count on that either. Trump's gotten as lucky with these court cases as he did with the bullets. Now, look at the timing of the attempted assassination. It's as if whoever crafted this plan picked the timing. Why? You don't want him assassinated after the convention. It'll just default to J.D. Vance. Everyone will coalesce behind him. The moderates, the country clubbers who support Nikki Haley, who are really Democrats, the whole party. They just coalesce behind Vance. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. No big deal. You had to take him out before the convention. Why? To tear it apart. Enter Nikki Haley claiming, hey, it's me. I got the next highest number of votes. Yeah, that's because you had so much Democrat money. You could keep going. Not because the people want you. And it would have torn the vote apart. That's why Trump had to be out of there before the convention. They failed. The cases fell apart. The lawfare fell apart. Yes, they did get him on the one, the 34, but they didn't get him on two. And that meant he doesn't have enough of a criminal record that they're going to easily be able to put him in prison and say, hey, you know what? Nice guy, but he can't run the country from prison. They can't say that. It fell apart. So if you are there on the eve of the convention, it's fallen apart. How do you reset that plan? How do you make sure that it all gets torn apart at the convention? The party's so divided, we go into November with an 80-20 split and the Democrats win in a landslide, House, Senate, and presidency. Got to do it before there's a vice president appointed, right? They only had one way left. And I can see it on the calendar. And it had to be that rally. It could not be any other rally. It had to be that one. They had to get him before the nominating convention in order to tear it apart and put the plan back in motion. And they woulda, but they missed. Who's they? I don't know. You tell me. So somehow this deranged shooter picks the exact moment needed in an attempt to assassinate Trump right before the convention, right? Because you know what? They couldn't have a vice president appointed because that it would just default to that person. We'd still be not unified, even more probably unified if they made Trump a dead martyr. This assassination syncs exactly with the weapon, and the weapon was the calendar. It's not even, I mean, at this point, it's not even any good. It'll just default to J.D. Vance. Everyone having seen Trump martyred would just fall behind Vance. But you wouldn't get that before the primary, before the nominating convention. See the timing? It was as if they were trying to resurrect. It's what's bothering me. It's as if they were trying to resurrect the plan. But incredibly, miraculously, through literally a miracle, a second miracle, they failed.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.